Psalm 22. At the cross, Lord Jesus, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Father, love, I thank you that by the blood of Christ, when they unleash their dark winter plan, that what they are going to release will not come near my house, our dwellings, our tents. I am standing before God that whatever they do next, we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, will be moved, hidden in plain sight. We are hidden in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. Psalm 91 and Isaiah 54 and Exodus 23:23-28 and Deuteronomy 28:1-14 and Malachi 3:10-11 and the precious blood of Christ that forms a wall of protection and preservation and provisions around us and for us. I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom I confidently trust and rely on. Lord God of hosts, let it turn back on those who try to kill your people with it, that their swords pierce their own hearts and their bows be broken. If the trouble they cause recoils on them, their violence comes down on their own heads. Because it is not our harvest, it is their rewards. Father love, I thank you that when the Lord passes through the land to strike the wicked, unrighteous leaders and men and women who are preparing destruction, he will see the blood that covers us, that forms that wall of protection, preservation, and provisions around us and over our dwellings, our tents. So he will not allow the destroyer to enter our houses and strike us down. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord be in me, his holy temple, silenced before him all the earth. O Lord, reverse, recover, and restore, O Lord, restore. Thank you, Father love, that you have brought forth the breakthrough, the harvest, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. Ekele suto kolohiash. Manara suto kolohiash. Salamatariash. You can say your name. Atara suto kolohiash. Salamatariash. Rose M. Kado. Speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:26-28. Human beings are made, spirit, soul, and body on the sixth day of creation in God's image and after his likeness, and have been given dominion over the works of the hand over the hands of God. I am what I am by the grace of God, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. For it is written, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on or above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established, what a holy temple am I! It is none other than the house of God, the very gateway to heaven. And how you are mindful of me, Lord. I am a woman made in God's image and after his likeness, and you care for me. I am another speaking spirit like God. I have a soul, and I live in a body. My spirit feeds on spirit food and produces a spiritual force, which is called faith. My mind feeds on the word of God as intellectual food and produces an intellectual force that is called willpower, power of the will. My body eats physical food and produces a physical power that is called strength. The part of me that is unique, that is like God, is that I am the only creation of God who has the power, the ability to choose words and speak them and thereby choose my own eternal destiny. For with the heart I believe unto righteousness, but with my mouth confession is made unto salvation. For I am made in God's image and after his likeness. I am a partaker of his divine nature. And you have crowned me with glory and honor. You made me to have dominion over the works of your hands. Lord, you have put all things under my feet, all sheep and oxen. Yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the path of the seas. I am a living memorial to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. The Lord is just, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I am wise, I am holy, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus Yeshua. My Lord, my King, and my faithful high priest, I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The plan of redemption has been completed. For the Son of God appeared for this purpose, to undo, destroy, loosen, dissolve the works of the devil. The blood of Jesus conquers all sin and judgment. Yet they, the men and women who take the mark of the beast, six spirit, six soul, six body, willingly subject themselves to him and declare, confirm his empowerment, spirit, soul, and body over them forever. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is a eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I, Rose M. Cado, am the daughter of love through faith in Christ Jesus. For I, who was baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. I, God's beloved daughter, gives no place to the devil. For the prince of this world is coming, and he has no claim on me. I am in Christ. I am a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I have the mind of Christ. I let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. I put on the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of strength, the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and my delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. I put on the royalty. I am clothed in his glory. I am arrayed in his splendor. Heavenly Father, I reverently rise up and remain at my seat of authority at your right hand in Christ Jesus Yeshua, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer, to rule and reign on this earth as King and Priest to serve our God. In this day Hashem has made, I will rejoice and be glad in him. And I am seated far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And my Lord Jesus Yeshua has put all things under my feet and gave me to be head over all things in Christ, I, the church, which is his body, I, the fullness of the one who fills everything in every way. Blessed am I, Rose M. Cato, who have not seen Jesus Christ of Nazareth and yet have believed. You have lost. We have won. Hallelujah. Behold the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. Behold the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the sin of Rose M. Cato. Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, his broken body, shredded, crushed, striped for me. God's riches at Christ's expense, grace and truth, his precious blood, the cup of my sanctification, the cup of my father Abraham's generational blessing in my family, household, and ministries, the cup of my redemption, the cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ, by the Holy Ghost, the glory of God, the blessing of the Lord, my mother of grace and truth, who lives in me, his Passover mystery, putting out for my flesh the fire of all evils that I live in the greater glory. For I am the church called to glory, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. The meaning of word is the release of power. The meaning of God is love, and love is good. It is the goodness of God, of love, that brings mankind to repentance. My Lord and my God, whatever I compromise to keep, I lose. But in consistency lies the power. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Yet Satan, means accuser, and devil means a slanderer. His priority is to accuse and slander God's love's reputation on earth, to distort God's love's image. Nevertheless, praise the Lord, I can no longer be deceived. I am not an old sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner. I have been saved by grace. I am not an imperfect woman serving a perfect God. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever I who am being made holy. And by that will, I have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Thus, as I was prompted to do by the mercies of God, I have offered my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, my living sacrifice. I do not conform myself to this age, but I be transformed by the renewal of my mind in the word of God through his Spirit, that I may discern what is the will of God, what is his good and pleasing and perfect will. For it is because of him that I am in Christ Jesus, who has become for me wisdom from God, my righteousness, holiness, and redemption. I be perfect, therefore, as my heavenly Father is perfect. Abba, I set my will to go the way of the Lord by receiving the nourishment of your word. And I love because you first loved me, and hope does not disappoint. For your love, Daddy love, was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit whom you have given me. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. That is, I unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. God is love, and so am I in Christ. I love, endure long, and I'm patient and kind. I am never envious nor boil over with jealousy. I am not boastful or vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily. I love, I'm not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. I am not rude, unmannerly, and I do not act unbecomingly. I love, do not insist on my own right or my own way. I am not self-seeking. I am not touchy or fretful or resentful. I take no account of the evil done to me. I pay no attention to suffered wrong. I love, do not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. I bear up under anything and everything that comes. I am ever ready to believe the best of every person. My hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and I endure everything without weakening. I love, never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. I eagerly pursue and seek to keep the love of God and make it my aim, my great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual gifts, especially that I may prophesy and interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching. I love with the same love that you love me, Daddy love. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. For it is the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. Thus I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. All things are possible to me who believe. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Manifested in the flesh and justified in the spirit. Christ Jesus Yeshua is Lord, and so am I in him, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and I who am with him am the called and chosen and faithful. For Christ's love controls, constrains, restrains me. I walk in the spirit, and I shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Blessed am I who know how to praise you, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. I rejoice in your name all day long, and in your righteousness I exult. For you are the glory of my strength, and by your favor my horn is exalted. Thus I walk faithfully with the Lord my God. Then I be no more, because the Lord God has taken me away. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, and submits. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Nevertheless, I do not rejoice that the spirits submit to me, But I rejoice that my name is written in heaven, in the book of destinies, and in the Lamb's book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. For anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the pool of fire. This is the second death. So let I who boast, boast in the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Hereafter, I, the church, will to be a part of the growing movement, the awakening for freedom, fearlessness, and liberty in the church. Yet, Father Lord, I acknowledge that we, the church, we missed it. We have repented and we want to remember, Lord, our God, where we missed it. O Lord, our Father, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love you and with those who keep your commandments, with the church, your children, have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgment. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets who spoke in your name to us. For these six things the Lord hates, indeed seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, the spirit that makes one overestimate himself and underestimate others, a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who breathe out lies even under oath, and he who sows discord among his brethren. And this is where I, the church, missed it. But now, Father Love, I got it. Even though I submit myself to every human institution for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good I may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservant of God. I honor all. I love the brotherhood. I fear God. I honor the king. Yet, because I am Jesus' disciple, I am in the army of the Lord God, I cannot possibly be subjected to unrighteous governing authorities. I cannot possibly tolerate wicked people, because their way goes against the word of God. I cannot subject myself to demons. Even though we were warned of their voter fraud prior on and right after the November 3rd, 2020 election, and instead of by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, cut off the head of the snake so that the body can fall dead, thus stopping their evil deeds, their evil doings. When the battle was raging in the middle of that night, we, the army of the Lord, went to sleep, trusting that the Lord will work things out for us and for presidential, thus allowing the snakes to slip through the electoral system and to try to hijack the election through election fraud, treason, crime. And we looked unto the courts and the Senate for the victory. But it is written, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in their abundance of chariots and in their multitude of horsemen. They do not look to the Holy One of Israel. They do not seek the Lord. Yet he too is wise and brings disaster. He does not call back his words. He will rise up against the house of the wicked and against the allies of evildoers. But the Egyptians are men, not God. Their horses are flesh, not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble and the one he helps will fall. Both will perish together. And Lord God Almighty, the prophets have not missed it. They did their job. They delivered your message to us, the church. But we, the church, though we received the good news, but the message we heard was of no value to us, since we did not share the faith of those who comprehended it, and we took for granted and lightly esteemed that period of grace you gave us in President Donald J. Trump. And we did not discern the anointings you have put on him for such a time as this. And we turned him into a star and made him to be an idol and gave President Trump the glory due to you, Lord our God. So for our unbelief, for relying on judges and Congress who failed us miserably, for having lost the love we had at first, for not remaining faithful to the end, for holding to the teaching of Balaam, for holding to the teaching of the Nicolaitans, for tolerating the woman Jezebel, for our works are not complete in the sight of our God, for being neither cold nor hot, for not having made thee, Almighty, our gold, and the Lord our precious silver treasure, for not having delighted in thee, Almighty, for not having lifted up our face to God, for not having made our prayer to God, for living in our paneled houses and not build the house of the Lord so that he may take pleasure in it and be glorified, because we have not kept our hands pure and have allowed by remaining silent and idle for such abominations to take place in our nation, we, the church, the body of Christ, which are called by your name, are keeping a repentant heart before you, Lord our God. I thank you that you have again had compassion on us. Father love, you have treaded our sin underfoot and hurled all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Abba. My Father, it is not about President Donald J. Trump, yet our brother President Trump is a member of the body of Christ, and so are our brothers General Flynn, Michael Lindell, Pastor Arthur Pawlowski. Now, Father love, no member in the body of Christ should have to go against those broods of vipers on his own. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now we are the body of Christ, and each of us is a member of it. Somebody has to stand long enough to receive the promises, for God's promises are yea and amen in Christ. Praise the Lord. Even so, then at this present time, also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So help me, Lord. I won't make a liar out of you. Abba, I, Rose M. Cattle, stand therefore with all the remnants to receive the finished work of the Lord through what the Spirit of the Lord says through his prophets and through our intercessory prayers. Father Lord, forgive the spiritual leaders who are willing to submit themselves to evil people who are in power and authority, to demands, and forgive those, especially the carnal Christians, who said out of fear and unbelief, let's give Joe Biden these 4 years, and in 2024, President Trump will run again and do his second term, for he will be 78 as Joe Biden is now. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are saying. They do not know how absurd, how foolish, how dangerous, and how demonic is that statement, and how demonic it is to submit oneself to evil, to demons. Would they knowingly and voluntarily give the thief who only comes but to steal and kill and destroy free range for 4 years in their lives, families, households, and ministries, in their homes, with their children? And how and in whose power are they planning to win the other elections when they are sleeping with the enemy? And Father Love, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you did not allow Franklin Graham's plan to bring President Trump and Joe Biden in the White House to shake hands as a sign of unity to come to pass. For what communion has light with darkness? For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. But even though the spirit of the lawless one, the Antichrist, tried to abort the works of the hand of the Lord God Almighty, our Lord Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, has overthrown his deeds with the breath of our mouths and has destroyed the implementation of the New World Order organization and system, the One World Order, for such a time as this. By the splendor of the awakening of us, the body of Christ, and the Lord is bringing us back to the original constitution of the United States and make everybody their own sovereign individual. We are going back to Eden. Tell the one, the Holy Spirit, who now holds the Antichrist back, will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way, and we, the body of Christ, the church, with him, for he is with us and is in us and walks in us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed and will set up his one world government, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Understand, the Lamb of God has become the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root, the source of David, who has won, who has overcome and conquered. Thus, touch not my anointed, do no harm to my prophets, says the Lord of hosts. So I fear not, nor do I be afraid of them. For the Lord our God, he is the one that goes with us. He will not fail us nor forsake us. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him all the earth. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater are they that are with me than they that are against me. Father Love, I thank you that by the blood of Christ, that Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Praise the Lord. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us who are to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of the word to do his good pleasure. Think about it. There are about 6,000 angels per legion. And the angel of the Lord can slay, annihilate at least 185,000 people in one night. Thus, 12 legions of angels can obliterate 13,320,000,000 men, nearly twice the actual world population. And it only takes one angel to seize the dragon, the ancient serpent, which is you, the devil, or Satan, and throw it into the pit so that he can no longer deceive the world. And the angels of the Lord are counted into the trillions. So, hosts of angels, I charge you to go and fight for us, the body of Christ, and bring in the harvest. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. America, be once again the great light. The enemy is saying, oh, the light, it shines so bright. There is nothing else left to do but take flight. And indeed they are. Behold, a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. Yet, as you have done for the thief that was at our Lord Jesus' right side at Calvary, as it is written, then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Father, love, I pray that they that are part of us, the elect, even at their last breath, they would repent of their wicked ways and of their evil doings and accept Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as their Lord and Savior. That their names be not forgotten hereafter forever. For all those the Father gives to me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away, says the Lord. The battle is the Lord's. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts, thus by the blood of Christ, Babel, in the kingdom of darkness, and behold, the glory cometh. The Lord God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, Abba, my Father, I thank you, and I believe I receive, for hereafter I have employed the ministry of the Holy Spirit to minister for us in signs and wonders and miracles for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, as it is written, in the beginning, love created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the spirit of love was hovering, fluttering, roaring, brooding over the waters. And nine times love said, And nine times he saw what he said come to pass. And they were good. They were very good. And the tenth time he rested. In the last of the last days of the church age, the earth was filled with tyranny, terror, and chaos. Darkness was over the seven mountains of influence. As I speak the word of God and standing on the ancient prophecy of the eagle, by the blood of Christ I call, and I thank you, Father Love, that the fire of the Holy Ghost, the Ruach of love, who was hovering with cherishing love and care over the waters as an eagle hover over its young, has come down and is consuming the wickedness, corruptions, and defilements of this time. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, this is to your glory, God our Father, and is redeeming the prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity the Lord our God has given us unto our rapture into glory without our seeing the grave, that place of oppression, judgment, and punishment, and fulfilling this end time transfer of wealth, property, and goods and people from the hands of the devil into our hands, bringing the harvest of the full number of the elect from the world into the kingdom of our Father. And the Lord is presenting us to himself, the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. We be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. Therefore, faithful and true is the Lord to complete his prophecies, and God watches over his word to perform it. In the name of Jesus, we the church stand in faith for their fulfillment. For as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Thus, Father God, we the church continue to pray and decree the battle plan of the highest heavens be loosed, be released, be unleashed on the earth. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, have your way, Lord my God, that the whole earth know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Scrambling the enemy's radar. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for releasing your warrior angels and your heavenly host. I proclaim and decree that they have taken us, this cattle-bound family, households and ministries, money, harvests and possessions, and lands and countries and offices, governments and administrations off the enemy's radar, individually and all as a whole, day and night, night and day, and scramble the enemy's frequencies or airwaves. Your kingdom must come now, and your will must be done right now, as it is in heaven, also on the earth. Amen. And we rebuke the gallows of heresy. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, I thank you, Lord my God, for imposing your will on the plans of the enemy so that evil cannot win today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, amen. Hallelujah. Here I am, my commander-in-chief, the Lord Advocate General of the Church. I have come to do your will, my God. Thus, by the blood of Christ, babble in the kingdom of darkness, and behold, the glory cometh. As a priest to serve our God and Father, I am forever in the presence of the Lord, my God, blessing and making intercession. The Lord bless Israel and Jerusalem, the United States of America and her territories, Haiti and Jamaica, and all who bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Father Love, in so doing, I have put your name upon the people of these countries Now, by the blood of Christ, confirm your name by blessing them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, as a king, I declare the work, the word of the Lord in the land of the living. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Who can say to him, what are you doing? I thank you, Father Love, that President Trump is delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. As for me, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen me and guard me from the evil one. And the Lord has delivered me from my people and from the Gentiles, they who are without God. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. Thus I fear neither men nor beasts in all the authority given to me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, I, the body of Christ, by the blood of Christ, curse the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, and the host of the high ones on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. I break your powers, and I bind you, and command you to stop your maneuvers. By the blood of Christ, be cursed, you demons who are assigned to our nations, Israel and Jerusalem, the United States of America and her territories, Haiti and Jamaica and the earth. You who are in and are roaming our state, cities, streets, walls, palaces, governments and administrations, neighborhoods, businesses, lands, fields, territories, shipping and supply industries, physical money and finances, and information superhighway. And you who are flying in the air, and you, the spirits of corruptions and defilements, I break your powers, and I bind you and command you to stop your maneuvers. And I release the spirit of truth and justice into the atmosphere, and truth and justice from the kingdom of God itself move and change and restructure everything to bring about the purposes and plans of God in the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts. And I continue to pray and continue to stand on behalf of our constitutional republic. Amen. Hallelujah. By the blood of Christ, I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds and strong men of fear, of slavery, of manipulation, of the works of the flesh, sexual immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like, the spirit of bondage, of lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, and the cause of them, and everything that comes with them. I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds, and strong men of fear, of any wrong curse, omen, divination, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, anything alike, expedition, hex, wicked thing, of politics and discord, of mammon, of deception, lust, death, hell, and the grave, tyranny and terror, of vindictiveness, destruction, of a confusion and strife and rebellion, and of witchcraft and of the occult, and of a dissension, a division and sedition, and of the bastard curse, of illegitimacy, of unbelief, of pride and arrogance and prejudice. I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds and strong men of fear, of politics, of discord, of familiar spirit, of mammon, of confusion and strife, of rebellion, of sexual immorality, of the resisting spirits, and of lie and manipulation and deceitfulness, of pharmakia, of poverty, lack, and insufficiency, witchcraft and occult spirits, and of dissension, contention, divisions, and sedition, and of the bastard curse, and of illegitimacy, of unbelief, and of the opposing and the contrary spirits, and of death, hell, and the grave. I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds and strong men of fear and hatred, and of the coronavirus and the Kawasaki disease and their variants, and of the opposing and contrary spirits, of disobedience, smoking tobacco, drinking alcohol, other drug abuses, of pharmakia, of any disease, sickness, illness, of a natural and or man-made disaster, of any deadly virus or bacteria, germs, of any epidemic and or pandemic. I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds and strong men of fear, of abortion, incest, pedophilia, child sacrifice, human sex trafficking, cannibalism, and hatred and racism and division, kidnapping, abduction, of violence and terror, of war, civil war, and destruction, and of mammon, of libertinism and socialism, globalism, of seduction, of lie and deception, of apathy, apostasy, and humanism, of transhumanism, and of resistance, of treachery. I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds and strong men of fear, of lie and manipulation, deception, of pride, lusts, and destruction, of anger, guilt, and shame, of sexual immorality, of the LGBTQ, of apathy, apostasy, humanism, of transhumanism, of the eugenics, transgenics movements. I strike down and cut off the heads of the demonic strongholds and strong men of fear, of recession and depression and inflation, of poverty, lack, and insufficiency, of debt and famine, of strife, of division, of divorce, of racism and hatred, of death and destruction, terrorism, lawlessness, wars, civil wars, and riots, of Judas, of accusation, of the victim mentality, of lawlessness, suicide, of violence and murder, of terror and treason, of betrayal, of rape, of self-centeredness, self-promotion, of stardom, of false gods, false religion, of hatred, of religiosity, of legalism, of criticism, of judging, of entitlement, of death, hell, and the grave. That you present us to yourself, the church, in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. We be holy, without blemish, by the blood of Christ. I thank you, Father Love, that Holy Ghost fire has come down and consumed those wickedness, corruptions, and defilements in the church, our lands and territories. Father Love, I thank you for removing from each one of us, the church, even the feelings and the desires to go the way of the flesh, for it is you, Love, who work in us to will and to act in order to fulfill your good purpose. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in him. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, President Trump, and we, the army of God, are holding back the Luciferian age in order for the Lord God Almighty to fulfill his plan for the United States of America, for the church, and for the harvest of over 1 billion souls from the world into the kingdom of our Father. Father Love, we join President Trump in what he says, will rebuild again in honor of all those who perished. And we also pray for all the families whose loved ones have passed away from the coronavirus or from any other reason, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding comfort them in this vulnerable moment and give them the strength to carry on, so be it. Now, mankind, men, women, young and old and children, from every tribe and tongue, people and nation, you who have ears to hear, hear, and know that our Lord Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, my Master, is the sovereign controller, ruler over all creation. The Lord, he reigns forever. Christ Jesus Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, is full of grace and truth. His grace is abounding, is abundant, and his mercy, his hesed love, his willingness to act on your behalf at any given time is known this very moment, this day. You only have to repent and receive his grace and mercy. For already the Lord has crowned you with glory and honor. He made you to have dominion over the works of his hands. The Lord has put all things under your feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the path of the seas. You have been given the power, the ability to choose words and speak them, and thereby choose your own eternal destiny. Be free from the bondage that the wicked, unrighteous leaders tried to put over you. Be your own sovereign individual. The Lord has made you. For we are still in the age of grace. Thus use your power, your authority to choose and choose life. Choose the blessing. Choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, you are welcome to the family of God. For I trust that you have confessed with your mouth that Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, is my Master, and God has set everything right between him and me. And you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, but with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is just as the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. For human beings are the only creatures of God, made in God's image and after his likeness. Now that you are in Christ, you have become a partaker of his divine nature, his righteousness, his holiness, and his love. Beloved, I pray that in every way you may prosper and enjoy good health as your soul also prospers. Don't wait for better days. Make them happen. How? This book of the law, the Bible, the word of God, the promises of God the promises of God who are yea and amen in Christ shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Ekele sotokolohiash. Vendala sotokolohiash. Vendolo sotokolohiash.